And then surrender happens. For many of you, it will be a case of little surrenders. What is a little surrender? What is surrender? It's the shift from no to yes. Surrender is detecting an inner no to what is, and then saying, aha, there it goes. And then to see, well, but it is. And then you look upon what is. Acceptance means it's not judged anymore. It's allowed to be. And there's a field of attention, spacious awareness, the essence of your being, was always there. Never knew it. And this is how surrender to one big thing can take you where once and for all. Surrender is no more than surrender to this moment as it is. No other spiritual practice is required, but if you're happy with other spiritual practices, that's fine too. But every spiritual practice ultimately points to that. So why not do it now? What beauty in welcoming the only thing there ever is, which is now. What beauty in welcoming the form that this now takes, whatever the form may be. Ah, and realize yourself as that which is deeper than any form. Stillness, peace, space. Not that which happens, but the space in which it happens. That's who you are. And so, when you look at night into space, the vastness of outer space, vast, infinite, infinite depth, that's the external version of who you are. And then you also notice when you look there, you see, oh, well, it's so simple. There are basically two things in this world. Space and things in space. It's as simple as that. The world consists of space and things in space, or rather, things in space are the world. Let's change it slightly. Things in space are the world, and space is that which goes beyond anything that words could say. But it's so obvious, even if you look through the senses, that there's basically, even this room, there are things, bodies, chairs, flowers, lights, and there's space. Space, usually nobody notices. And usually nobody notices the inner space, the stillness that is underneath the noise, the incredible spaciousness that is there within you. So you are the bridge between the object world and the formless, unconditioned, the one. And you move through this world interacting with form still. You are, body is form too. Thoughts still happen occasionally. You interact with other forms, and the play of forms continues all around you, and you are rooted in the formless. which is peace. And the world is then the play of forms around you, so to speak. And nothing in the world of form matters that much anymore. And it's only then that, and this is almost a paradox, something that is not of this world, which is the world of objects, something that is not of this world shines through this form into this world. The formless, a certain transparency happens through surrender to what is. A certain transparency happens, and so the unconditioned shines through into the world of form. And the world of form then is experienced as a more benign place when that comes through you. And it transforms how you experience the world of form also. Not that the world of form will lose its characteristics of having polarities. It has polarities. The world of form will always have certain polarities, otherwise forms could not survive. High, low, hot, cold. But the manifestation of the polarities of the world of form will become more benign, not the harshness. So one could say love comes into this world, and love is not of this world. That's how the world changes. Not that it matters that much anymore, whether or not it changes. And you certainly, as you surrender to what is, you relinquish the need for the world to change. And then it changes. And that includes the need for your world to change, your situation. It must change. Well, first accept what is, and then see what happens.
This concludes Through the Open Door, To the Vastness of Your True Being with Eckhart Tolle. Music by Stephen McNamara. For further information on lectures and workshops with Eckhart Tolle, you can visit his website at www.eckharttolle.com. You can also visit Namaste Publishing at www.namastepublishing.com. For further information on lectures and workshops with Eckhart Tolle, please visit his website at www.eckharttolle.com. You can also visit www.namastepublishing.com or call Namaste Publishing at 604-224-3179 or write Namaste Publishing, P.O. Box 62084, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, V6J1Z1. If you would like additional copies of this audio learning program, or to receive a complete catalog of wisdom teachings for the inner life, please contact Sounds True, www.soundstrue.com, or call Sounds True 1-800-333-9185, or write P.O. Box 8010, Boulder, Colorado 80306. Thank you for listening.